Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends. How many of us have them? Mother and daughters. Is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Hey, my loves. Hey, my loves. Welcome to another episode of Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. I am Monique.
And I am Sydney. Just in my mind, I thought about the title and it made me chuckle.
That is a beautiful title, right?
It was. It is. It just made me laugh how, you know, there's alter egos with inside of you that say things and you'd be like, where did that come from?
Yes.
And in my mind, the alter ego said, the title of the show was, what is it again?
Are you good to your mate?
And then in my mind, the voice said, and does the motherfucker reciprocate? And it made me laugh.
Okay, I'm glad you shared that.
That's all.
Okay, so today, my loves, what are we talking about, Daddy? I need you to say it.
You say it.
Are you good to your mate?
And do they reciprocate?
Are you good to your mate and do they reciprocate? Now, Daddy, how do we come up with this show?
We was asking each other, what do we want to talk about today? And we said, are you good to your mate? And do they reciprocate? Because of the treatment that has transpired in the evolution of our relationship, it made me think about that because you were good to me the other night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But based upon your goodness to me, you said that it was based upon my goodness to you.
Yes.
And it just made me say, are you good to your mate and do they reciprocate? Because a motherfucker reciprocated last night.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that's how we came up with it.
Listen, y'all, I'm glad you shared that because, okay, it's all going together right now.
Okay.
It's all going together right now.
Okay, then, Chuck.
So the question is are you good to your mate? And do they reciprocate? Because I've not always been a good reciprocator.
Hey, it's a learning process, love. Who has been?
Okay.
Until it's learned.
Okay.
You know, or taught, or however you get it.
We're talking about it, y'all, today. Give us a call and let us know, are you good to your mate and do they reciprocate? Or is your mate good to you and you're not the one that's giving it back? We're going to talk about it today. 404-832-2963. Give us a call and let's talk about it. Judd said, do we consider?
Okay, we just had some technical difficulties there, but we have technicals. So we can have difficulties. Look, we got technicals.
So
we can have difficulties.
The baby just said, someone just said, well, what if you're good to your mate and they're not good to you? Well, that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. And, you know, sometimes maybe you don't know how to be good to your mate when they're being good to you.
Well, and to address the question, what were your thoughts in reference to what they said?
What, that they're not, their mate is good to them and they're not good to their mate?
Is that what they said? That their mate was good to them, but they weren't good to their
mate?
No,
they said they were good to their mate, but their mate wasn't good to them.
Oh, okay. So, what are your thoughts?
You know, I think that in relationships,
mm-hmm.
right, and when you're going through not reciprocating what you're receiving,
mm-hmm.
it's almost asking
that person and yourself for patience. Because sometimes you put up such a defense mechanism and a defense wall, it's hard to bring it down when somebody's being good to you.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it, y'all. Let's go to the phones. How you doing? You're on with Monique in Sydney. What's your name?
Shona.
Hey, Shona.
Shona. Hi, Ms. Monique and Mr. Sydney. I just wanted to say I was trying to listen to you. I listened to you on a different podcast. I can't listen live, but I love your show. It has helped me, and I saw the title of today's show, and I've been through some relationships where it was not reciprocated. But it took me 40 years to find a true love, somebody that actually appreciated me for who I am, and I appreciate him for who he is. And there is a 10-year age difference. I'm a little older, but we're on the same level. Finally, I have learned, because I had a really messed up of what love was. My mom was abused and said she loved these men. And so my idea of love was manipulated and confusing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now I'm about to be 45 soon. But when I met my husband at 39 and was finally, but at first I kind of rebelled because I didn't know how to accept his love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid.
And it was based upon your past experiences, kind of like a feeling of, if I invest my heart in this person, are they going to pull, you know, the sheet from right under my feet, if you will, the rug,
yes,
if you will?
Yes, exactly. Is he going to be another trickster that makes me think that he loves me and then stab me in the back? And so it took a long time, and it just actually this year, we've been together for 5 years, but it actually just hit me a few months ago that this is true love. And when I actually started listening to your show, I started listening to older shows, and I was like, wow, this is what true love feels like, because he's not judging me. He's not pulling out my faults. He's not putting me down and never calls me out my name, which I've never experienced that before. So it's brand new. Recently I've decided, you know, been able to accept and appreciate.
We appreciate you calling, but before we let you go, I want to ask you, what was that pivotal moment in your relationship where you knew it was love?
When I took a week away. I went on vacation for a week and was away from him for a week. And I knew from the conversations that we were having while I was gone. And then I felt it in my heart. This is how a man is supposed to love you, to care for you and just want you by his side. And I had never had that before.
Well,
and that's
you.
When I realized, wow, this is beautiful. And why have I been fighting this for 4 years?
Well, we appreciate the call, baby, and keep on being in love.
Keep on being in love.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
yes,
we're
I
talking
am.
About
thank
it
you.
Today, y'all. We're talking about it. Are you treating your mate good, and does your mate reciprocate?
And do they reciprocate? And as she said, it's taken 40 years for her to find that individual so that, you know, there were times it seems like he was reciprocating, but she wasn't receiving it.
I understand when she says, and when, you know, when you say you think somebody's going to pull the rug from under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be really challenging to let that wall down, because it's like, I don't want to be hurt like that again, or I don't want to deal with that kind of pain. So to reciprocate it when you're in a place of, but are you going to do like everybody else did?
Mm-hmm.
You can want to reciprocate it,
mm-hmm.
but you're still holding on to, I still need to hold on to a piece of it, because what if you do like everybody else did?
And somebody's on the line. We're going to go to it.
Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. What's your name?
Lila.
Hey, Lila. How you doing, baby? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Talk to us.
Well, I had a scenario. I'm kind of talking to two people. So I seen you guys on Periscope. I don't really know too much about what you guys are asking. I just wanted to call in and say something. So I want to know, what's the question?
Oh, bless your heart, baby. Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate?
I'm not good to my mate, like, at all. And I think he kind of knows, so, like, now he's, like, precipitating, like, to where he's now doing the things that I'm doing. So I don't think I am. And I think, like, now it's reversing on me.
How do you feel about that?
I feel bad, you know, and, like, because I was talking to someone else as well. He's in the industry. And I think, like, I'm, like, starting to get the karma of it because, like, everything with him is just, like, all bad. I don't know why, like, I keep talking to him. But it's like backfiring on me.
Well, what do you think that you're going to do in the near future?
I want some advice from you guys, too, because I don't want to run, you know? And I'm, like, thinking about it. I'm, like, thinking of moving away from everybody.
Well,
like, to another state.
Well, I don't know what all you're dealing with to make you run, but as it pertains, if you decide to stay, one thing you may want to consider is treating the individual the way in which you want to be treated. Because mm-hmm. if you're out in California, and just based upon a little bit that you're saying, it's easy to get caught up in quotes, the game. And when you get caught up in the game and you start trying to play the game, sometimes game can be ran on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they say that straight is the shortest distance between any two given points. And when you shoot straight with someone, you have a tendency of someone shooting straight back with you. And as you've already alluded to, the individual that was treating you decently, that you played to the left, now you playing someone to the left for someone who's not treating you decently. So karma is real, as we all know.
Yeah.
So I think you know the answer. That's why it's kind of like your response was what it is. But if you want to do right by yourself, you definitively have to do right by others.
Yeah, I just feel like I need to still learn myself. You know, it's like I wasn't ready for what he was trying to give me. You know, he's so much older than me. And, you know, it's true.
Well, you know what, baby? We're going to have to disconnect the call because it's breaking up really bad. But we appreciate the call.
We appreciate the call back and try back.
The honesty.
Absolutely.
You know, when that baby called and said, I'm seeing two of them. Like, with no judgment, I'm seeing two of them, and the one that's really good to me, I'm not good to him, but the one that treats me shitty, I want to be good to him.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
And that, I believe, humbly, is sometimes individuals not feeling that they're worthy of being treated well.
Oh, baby, we talking about it. Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate? You know, I saw a screening. A few days ago, by the sister that wrote the movie Fat Girls and directed Fat Girls, Negus LaKay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just written another movie called Everything But a Man. And it's so funny with this topic, are you good to your mate and do they reciprocate? Because what she wrote, and she writes in such reality and not fantasy, but it was this very thing where you have this relationship and one is extremely good to one, and the other is like, listen, I don't know how to accept it. I don't know how to understand it. And do I fight you off or do I let you in?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You know what's going on right now?
What?
The relationship gods is in the room.
All right, that's what it is.
That's what's happening right now. Because these are one of these topics, and I think that when you have again, that young lady, and there were a couple things happening that she was very honest about. She said, he's much older than I am. Mm-hmm. And I was not ready for what he was trying to give me. So is it that you're not reciprocating, or is it that you're just not ready for what they're trying to give?
Right.
Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney.
Hi, this is Amanjo.
Hey, Amanjo, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm calling from Portsmouth, Virginia.
All right, well, welcome from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Thank you. I can't help but re-examine one of my relationships for the past few years, and I have been one who I've been friends with for so long at River Cliff Community Center in Chesapeake, and for the first time in my life, I just want to take things to the next level and get her to know me, and I do the same thing for her. And the next thing I knew, what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to be reciprocated and be kind to someone who could be very kind and creative to everyone who's been feeling hurt or vulnerable or emotional. And the next thing I knew, I get blocked on Facebook by her for no reason at all. I mean, she blocked me on Facebook just because I'm friends with somebody who has the same last name as her. And I feel so hurt and broken. I hope somebody hears this and prays for me right now, because I'm very emotional, and I'm diagnosed with autism since I was 3 in 1984. Just what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Well, listen, to be hurt by someone is not something that is foreign to folks. This is kind of like part of life. And for whatever reason that they chose, if you did the best that you could by that individual, the one thing you should always feel comfortable with in this life is if you do your best and that individual doesn't get what you're doing, it's okay, because that's the universe's way of saying to you, move on. To that person.
Let love find you, not you find love back. So
we just spoke with a wonderful sister who said it took 40 years for her to find love. And now that she's found it, it seems like it was worth the wait. But the things that transpired in her past allows her to better appreciate the relationship she's in now. So I think that the same thing will happen for you, whereby whatever relationship you were trying to form that may not work right now, it's going to benefit you later, because relationships are about trial and error, and we've got to fine-tune ourselves. But as long as you know what you're going to do with you, it really doesn't matter what someone else does with the relationship.
Thank you for calling, my baby. Yo, we're talking about it today. Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate? Give us a call, 404-832-2963.
Mama say, mama say,
mama say. Oh, Daddy, I am enjoying this conversation, because so many times, and I think, too, a lot of what we're seeing right now on TV with people and their relationships, mm-hmm. we're seeing a lot of, I don't need to be good to you. We don't need to be good to each other. It's like, a lot of relationships now are based upon business. And it seems like we're in a business relationship and not in a life relationship.
In addition to who's the boss in the relationship, that Ooh. Oftentimes is the issue.
Yes, hi. This is Seiko from Houston. I wanted to comment on the show with Monique and Sydney.
Thanks for calling on in.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We ready, baby.
Hey, Monique, how are you doing, ma'am?
We're wonderful, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking my call. And been trying to speak with you guys for a minute, but definitely like the discussion and just wanted to add my little 2 cents in.
Please do.
Well, yeah, reciprocation has to be equal. But, of course, the reason why it is not is because of selfishness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, Monique, you already know where I come from and what I stand and what I believe in as a Christian. True relationships and true commitment has to be of mutual respect and the worth of the other individual. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I can't love a person until I understand what love is. And love is not selfish. Love does not seek its own. Love does not try to have his or her own needs met at the risk of eliminating or considering the other person is not important. And so as a Christian and as a pastor, I teach that true biblical love must be found in Christ first, because he's the one that basically gave himself. So when a person loves someone, then they'll be willing to give up themselves, all that they are, for the benefit and for the betterment of the other individual. So,
and we definitely appreciate that commentary. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Because, you know, the part of being an ambassador for whatever cause, in this situation we're speaking about relationships.
Right.
How would you utilize those terms of what you deem a relationship and the significance of it? If someone is unable to relate to you from a standpoint of Christ, how would you break that down in layman's terms so that it's about the human being in that interaction? What would you say to them?
Well, number one, I have to see an individual as an image of God. All of us have been created by God. So I'm not, just because a person does not believe what I believe, does not give me the right to treat them differently. You are a human being first. And so you have value. You have worth. This is why I respect all people. I can disagree with you, Sydney. I can disagree with Monique. But as a human being and as a person created in the image of God, I do not have a right to treat a person less than, or to demean or belittle a person because they don't maybe embrace the values that I embrace regarding relationships. So we can have conversation and dialogue about that, but it does not give me the right to mistreat anyone.
Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, brother. Oh, we're talking about it, Daddy.
We're talking about it. And the reason why I was given that good brother opportunity to share it in layman's terms, because when we come in this room, for us, our mindset is not on what your religious faith is. Our mindset is not on if you believe in Allah, Jesus, if you're Jewish, Hindu, because what we are is universal beings. And how do you share the information as a universal being that is going to connect more with you than the specifics of what your religion may or may not be? So we kind of like to speak in layman's terms regarding how do we help one another simplistically and in the way in which we deal with them.
We're talking about it. Let's go to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Okay, so on the topic, you know, can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay, so are you good, you know, are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate? Like, I would like to say I am, but, you know, in their views, it's probably, you know, not, you know, as satisfying, which I don't understand why, but that's on them.
Is that what you're going to give us today? That's what you're going to call it with?
Yeah, I've been trying to get through this one all day.
Well, here's the thing. When you say it's on them and you think that, it sounds like you're saying that the individual may not feel like you're giving them the best, like you believe you're giving them the best. Is that what we're understanding?
I mean, it's like this. Like, honestly, if you want me to do something, okay, you know, if you want me to do something or portray something to you as it, you got to tell me. But if you don't tell me and I'm walking around not knowing and you hurt, what am I supposed to do? You didn't tell me. Now you all hurt over a situation I didn't know about. So, you know, it falls on them that they need to communicate. Because if you want a certain thing from somebody, you got to tell them. They ain't supposed to just know. I mean, I'm not for sure.
Well, I think you have a very good point that it helps when people share their thoughts about what they need and what they want. And when they do share what they need and what they want from you, how does it normally go then?
I mean, like, you know, depending on, like, what they, you know, what they want, because, you know, as we were friends, they kind of already knew what I was into, you know, whether I would do something or do something not. They should have made, you know, their mind up before we even started dating that they were okay for me not to do that. So if they wanted something, you know, specifically done in other places that I wasn't willing to do, they knew that before we even got together. So they can't be, you know, they could have left then.
What? And tell us your name again, sister.
mate.
Mate, you wild. I'm going to tell you that right now. You wild.
I'm wild.
Mace.
Oh, my God.
I just want to ask you this, sis, from sister to sister. What is it that he wants you to do?
Come on.
That you not going to do because he know you wasn't into doing that when y'all was just friends. What's that thing?
Okay, well, you know, I'm all around person, so honestly, like, I was talking to one man. He said that if his girl didn't give him anal at least one time out of the week, he wasn't gonna date her.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, but he had already made sure that was on the line before they started even dating or having sex. Like, look here, I need this. This is it. But I was the type of person who did that, so it didn't matter to me. So look, you know, I'm making it, but you got to tell me. So if you don't, you know, if you want your big suck and the person is not doing it, you need to let them know. Like, you know, I need this for us to continue. Like, I need my big suck.
Hey, you know what? And we love you for keeping it real.
Yes.
Of this mother, okay?
Yes.
Thank you for calling
in. Yes.
Thank you, baby.
Daddy, can I listen?
Come on.
Let me tell you something,
sister. It's like Rick Ross.
About this whole dick sucking debatical and anal four times. Okay, now.
Bam.
Listen, this is what I appreciate about this show because it is so open and so honest.
Come on.
And raw.
Raw. Four times a week.
Four. Okay. Raw, baby.
Four times a week.
Bam.
Now.
Bust it open. Okay. When you. Yeah, she said, because I do that, but
I
just don't think she did the dick sucking part. It's like, now you can fuck me in my ass, but that old dick sucking part, woo, baby, listen, we can ass fuck.
Now, there's some people out there who would say, baby, you doing the hard part first, okay? You doing the hard part first.
My sweet Mace, listen here, if you can take it in the ass. You didn't even say four times a year, bitch, like it's birthday, a week. There's nothing wrong with dick sucking. And the point I'm trying to make is this. And there's nothing wrong with anal. There's nothing wrong with whatever the two of you say, this is what makes us happy. This is what satisfies us. And that's what we're talking about. Are you good to your mate and do they reciprocate?
Do they reciprocate?
Okay.
Okay? Because four times a week, girl, listen. Your ass is an Apollo legend, okay? Now, I'm sitting right next to, she worked the stage. She'll tell you about the legends that done come through. The Apollo, we ain't seen you, but you a legend.
Woo,
come
baby.
On.
I'm talking square biz to you, baby. That's something
it.
Different.
That's it.
That's a special bitch right there.
And just because there are pastors that come calling, there are folks from all different walks of life. This is... If this was a church, it would be called the Church of Come As You Are.
Because
you can say it's oral sex. You can say it's sucking dick.
Yes.
But what you won't say is that you're going to do anal sex four times a week, okay? That's not what you're going to say now.
Ooh, that's when we take up communion.
Get your rock star. Yeah.
That's when we take up. But see, again, Daddy, I'm going to tell you why this show is so necessary in my humble opinion. Because we've had these conversations about just life over and over and over and over again in that closet. And the information that my husband be pouring into me, I'm like, I know I'm not unique. And I know I'm a tough fucking cookie to crack. I'm tough. But when that man was able to get through, that's why I appreciate him sitting to my right while we do this show. Because when y'all call in and it's like, okay, Daddy, what? Because, see, y'all know I'm like, all right, baby, suck that dick, put it in all that, because I like it.
But it wasn't always like that. Okay. It wasn't always like that.
All right, tell me.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
And see, what happens is these are the things that happen in relationships. Because, first of all, Monique and I being together initially, it was like there was a love from a standpoint of friendship and a development where you start seeing them sexually, but at the same thing, you felt like you were violating the laws of nature because they were so close to you. It's like, this my girl. Like, this my friend. And we did it.
Can I look at you?
We did
the nasty. And now I'm going to look at you after we did it.
Ooh.
I'm ashamed. What are we doing? What's going on? Is that a fig leaf we can put over ourselves? And then.
No, we did it.
You know, over time, you have conversations, just like she was saying, about what you want, about what you don't want, about can you do this? Because there's a time in men's lives, especially African-American men, who we must have 12 inches or more. If not, it's like, what happens? And then you be like, listen, nigga, I got to go to the default plan, which is oral sex, because that's not what I got, okay? That's not me. And you ain't ashamed, because at one time, folks said, listen, I ain't never going to have oral sex. Like, it was some embarrassing shit. Like, we ain't going to do that. I ain't going to pleasure. No, what the fuck? Down there? Then all of a sudden, you get older, nigga 50, then you be like, man, that's better be part of the repertoire out there. Now, I'm saying when you got a woman, you can't be just licking up on everybody like that, because your shit might not come back to you, okay? But in our relationship, it was one of those things where we had to have dialogue. Why are you laughing silently and shit?
Like, because.
It's like, in our relationship, we had to have dialogue and evolve to a point where you start using pornography as a tool sometimes to enhance your life.
Yes.
Your sex life. Because if you think, and it works for you and your mate, that what you're going to do is the same way every time, okay. But the one thing about it with young men, or as we get older, see, women like to get nastier. See, we needed to hook up with the older women when we was 19, 20, 21. When you get older, then the shit get convoluted, okay? It ain't just about putting it in and all that. So you got to have those conversations.
Listen, having those conversations can make life better.
Yeah.
And when I listen to my sister Mace, she's not unique.
Mm-mm.
There's so many of us that what we won't do, I'm not going to suck his dick. I'm like, okay, you don't have to, but he's going to get his dick sucked. So now you might want to make up your mind and say, is this something I need to learn how to do? Because if he's pleasuring me, how then when it's my turn to pleasure him, I then look at him and say, I don't do that.
As opposed to feeling like, listen, I'm excited to do that because of what you did for me. You're going to make me feel this good? Oh, hell no. You're not going to top me with that and then you ain't going to take a nigga down like that.
Come on.
I'm going to be like my aunt and still I rise, okay? I got to come back. I couldn't do it. I tried. I'm sorry, but I owe you on that one. You know what happens sometimes. And shit, I might have to owe you on that one because you broke it down now.
Some of y'all suck dick like it's an obligation.
Wait a minute.
And that's not pleasurable. Some of you suck dick with resentment. And that's not pleasurable.
Has that happened to you where they sucked your dick? Like, no, they wasn't pleasurable. No, are you talking from
Daddy.
Experience? Or what
no,
the fuck is going
no,
on?
No, Daddy,
here?
I'm talking from how I used to be.
There you go. Oh, just the look of, yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I wasn't, I'm like Mace, like, ho.
Right.
I'm not sucking no dick.
Right.
And then when I did have to suck it, I was like, oh, this is so disgusting and so nasty. So what? That's what I'm talking from experience. Don't suck dick like you are resentful of it because it takes away the excitement of it.
Right.
Because he know you ain't into it. You know you ain't into it. All of your energy is saying, please don't let him come in my mouth. Oh, shit, don't grab me by my hair. Don't touch my head. So it's like it takes everything out of it. After you've been pleasured, then when it's your turn, I can't do that.
Right.
Oh, no.
And don't ask for something that you ain't willing to give.
Come on.
Because if you're willing to take it,
but you ain't
willing to make it, then that relationship, you're about to break it.
Oh, come on now.
Okay.
Come on.
While your motherfucking ass is naked.
Oh,
all right,
they don't want it, baby.
They don't want none of that.
Come on.
They don't want none.
We talking about it today, y'all.
And we sorry, Maisha, not Mace.
That's what she said. Her name is Maisha.
Oh, we're sorry, Maisha.
We're sorry. We heard you wrong, but
and
you
we
kept it real, though.
Quoted you wrong. We said Mace don't suck dick. Accept our apology. It's Maisha that don't suck that dick. Okay,
but I'm going to but still respect to you now.
Come on.
Because she's like, listen, that's not what I do, but I got an alternative plan.
What is your fault?
Okay, I got alternatives. And sometimes when you come up with alternatives, people don't get all fucked up about that because that right there is an alternative. Okay.
Oh, okay. Lord, Daddy.
That's right.
Oh, we're talking.
And Stuntify says, give and get, fair exchange ain't robbery.
There
Say it,
is. It
again now.
There it is. And you're right, Daddy. The older you get for a woman, the more I think sexually in tune we become. Because when you're younger, you really don't know what it's supposed to feel like. Because ain't nobody set you down. Ain't nobody said, listen, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to feel. So you then start getting in tune with your own body as you get older. What are you?
Queen Cookie says, suck a dick, eat a pussy, and save your life. That's what she said. She just quoting your ass on stage. That's all she doing. And I just thought that was funny. I saw what she said, okay?
Well, sucking dick can save your life.
Right. There's protein, vitamins, and things of that nature.
Come on.
And make you feel good.
Yes.
It's almost like, how do you get an orgasm and then you come out of there and you be like, fuck you.
It
you
don't.
Know, you feel like the world has gotten brighter. It's like BASF. You know, the orgasm didn't make the sex. It just made it better.
Come
okay?
on.
Give it to them.
We're talking about it. Are you good to your mate and do they reciprocate?
And here's the thing, for those of the folks out there that say, yuck, there's nothing wrong with that yuck answer, as long as you find someone else that finds it yucky together, okay? If you can find a person that both of you guys, y'all feel like that is yucky, I have no expectations for you to do that to me, I'm going to do that to you, and we're good, okay? If that's what it is, then that's what it is. But what I will say, if you step onto the Starship Enterprise,
yes,
of love,
come
of
on.
Trying, you know what I mean? You got these cats out here, Bourdain, what's the other guy? He did, they eat anything, okay?
Andrew Zimmerman.
They eat anything, okay? But this is your mate that you're going to be with for years and years and years and years. What is the uncomfortability in trying to pleasure them in all the ways that you could possibly pleasure them? Because it's you too.
Because I think, too, we've been taught to be fearful.
Yes.
We've been taught to be embarrassed.
Yes.
We've been taught to be ashamed. For me, like I said, you're the first man to rub my stomach. And I don't know if that is because I didn't allow it. I don't know if the men could feel my energy when they got there. I don't know what that was, mm-hmm. but... you're the first man that I've ever felt comfortable enough to say, that's my stomach. And yeah, you know, the things you do to it.
Well, the thing is, when you said you're a tough cookie to crack, it's one of those things that you are a Sagittarian in that masculine energy. So what happens is, for a very long time, though it was invisible, you owned a penis.
Okay.
Yeah, you had a penis.
Oh, now. Don't say it.
That's my lady, okay?
I did.
M-A lady, okay? Or Mandy. Because sometimes she was aggressive in a way in which I know, you know why I'm here. I know why I'm here in past relationships, right?
Yes.
And that's what it is, and ain't nothing to it. And when we first got together, these are the things in our past that we carried to our relationship. But over time, and that's what happens with tenure, you start feeling more comfortable with the individual and you share your feelings. And then when you have these conversations time after time after time, because it doesn't happen in just one set of, you know, dialogue, that all of a sudden you become more available to that person, kind of like it's an exercise that they use in acting, where two people just look at each other. And when you stare into that other person's eyes, there's a level of distrust that you have for the other one.
But when you begin to trust each other, and this is a stranger, but when you begin to trust that person in that moment, you can both feel when that trust began. That was a just a ever so slight change in the way the eyes and the energy between the two individuals. Well, that's in a moment between two actors. What happens when you're in a relationship between two mates? But you have to put yourself in that position to be willing to share that energy, that communication, and put yourself in a position to be vulnerable.
We're talking about it, babies. Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate? Give us a call at 404-832-2963. 404-832-2963. Are you good to your mate? Would you, if somebody said to you, is Monique good to you?
What'd I say?
What'd you say?
What do you think I would say?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. In any relationship that you're in, what we don't want to give the illusion is that everything that we do is daffodils and daisies. This is not, we're not those individuals. It's like it takes work where we've had conversations where my wife has looked at me as if, like, nigga, what's wrong with you? And I've looked at her in the same exact way, like, nigga, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Until we said, what's wrong with us? And then we said, nothing's wrong with you. And then we said, nothing's wrong with you. But we have to have this conversation to work it out, because there's nothing that we've experienced that is unique to the human experience. What is unique oftentimes is working it out.
We're talking about it, y'all. We're going to the lines. Hey, you're on with Monique and Sydney. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good, beautiful people?
What's
love
good?
Love talking to y'all and listening to the conversations. These are great. Wasn't quite sure this is the way the conversation was going today, but I got an issue. I got a question. How do you deal with someone, excuse expression, you know, you love dearly, they just know they the shit, excuse the expression.
Please,
and
we like it.
While you're going through what you're going through and you asking this person, okay, is this right or do you like it this way or how do you like it, and making sure it's working for them, but they never reciprocate and ask you, do you like this? How is it going for you? How do you want me to do it? And it's like they get offended when you try to sit down and say, well, you know what? It feels good when you do it this way, or, you know, this is how I like to be done, or let's try it this way. So that's my issue. It's like, when somebody just know, hey, I got it, I got the size, I got this, I got that, and I know I'm putting it down, but it's not working for me.
You have to have that conversation openly and honestly, just like you're talking to Sid and I right now. That's the same way that you have that conversation. And I think sometimes too, Daddy, we have those conversations in anger. And that's why it's not being heard. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like if you're in the moment of it, and it's like, you're not doing it right.
Oh, well, damn.
No, it's
fortunately,
not like that
I hadn't
when
heard
I do
that.
It. It's like I'll set the mood and, you know, and do things and, you know, put it in that perspective, like, okay, I would like this to be done tonight, or can we do this, or you tell me, what would you like? But it's still, again, it's like hard for him to say or to ask me, okay, what do you need? You know, what's going to make you feel good? How can I make you feel good? You know, maybe if it's not even important to him to make me feel good, maybe he's just getting his rocks off, and sometimes that's how I feel. And it's really, you know,
potentially, potentially it could be that, but I think what it is a lot of times, because I've heard from a sexual standpoint in reference to men having that same issue that you're saying. For instance, you know, having sexual intercourse, I've heard men that get upset because their woman is clitorally stimulating themselves clitorally while they are penetrating the woman. Now, the show that we have, it's okay to say, why he fucking and she rubbing her pussy, okay?
All right.
But they can say that. They can say that. That's not what I wanted to deliver to you. I wanted to give it to you. That was Monique. I was just reading her mind. But what happens is the way in which you communicate may help them, because we are under the impression as men, and then you have the stigma of being a black man, we got to put it down. We got to put the thunder down. And sometimes putting the thunder down, meaning we got to make it hurt, is more important than making it pleasurable. So that if you're able to communicate to a man something as simple as, listen, when I'm sharing with you what it is that I want, are you not interested in what I want? Or do you feel offended because I'm asking you? Because here's the thing. I've lived with my vagina all my life, and I'm very well versed at how to pleasure myself. I'm trying to give you the key to how to pleasure me, because I can't expect you to know how to do it, because you know what works for you. So how do you know what works for me and for you when you've had a lifetime of with your penis, and I've only had a little while, and I seem to have mastered my art? What I'm trying to do is bring you over to the other side and help you master your art just through listening. And it kind of takes him off the hook, because you've just shared with him, like, how I can't expect you to know what pleasures me, because there are women that can have an orgasm clitorally, vaginally, and from their breasts. How do you know which one? You looking like a seal trying to guess, and as soon as it gets good, then he stops, and then you like, well, damn, I said keep going. You ain't going to boss me around. It's like when you realize that I'm not, when he realizes that what you're saying is nothing except for I'm trying to make our experience more pleasurable so we can keep doing it. This is not a knock on you. I'm trying to share what works with you. And in fact, I'm doing more for you than what I've done for other men, because other men, I may not have said anything, and that was the last time. So that just may be one way to consider.
Thank you for the call, baby.
Thank you. I love y'all.
Love you back.
How beautiful.
Beautiful.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Daddy. And when that woman, one of the callers today said, after 40 years, I found love. And that was exciting to hear, because what she said was, I wasn't willing to give up. I wasn't willing to throw in the towel. But I understand that, because you're the first man I've ever said, this is what makes me feel good. Can you do it this way? Can we try it this way? Because I was never that comfortable, ever, with any man to say, okay, well, now let's, I talked a good game. But when it got down to it, it was just like.
Because what that also does, and what her friend is not picking, her the last caller's friend is not picking up on, is I'm giving you the keys to the crib. Mm. I'm telling you how I work. Man, I don't do this for everybody. I'm trying to make this, I'm trying to let you know these are the buttons to push if you want to get me right. And any cat that really digs the individual that he's with, or she's with, or any person that has a mate and digs who they're with, they're going to take that information and run with it. Well, you like this, but do you like that with it? If I dabble it right there like that too, right by the taint, what's the taint? It ain't the coochie, and it ain't the ass. It's the taint. Would you like that?
I'm not going to do this.
Would you like that? And then she said, no, I just need you to keep it right there. You can't be questioning. Well, why don't you like that? That's what they like.
Right.
And when we stop trying to impose what we think that the individual should like versus appreciating what it is, it makes our lives and your lives easier, because one another are listening and giving the other what it is that they want.
We're talking about it, babies. Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate? And the conversation went straight to the sex part of it. I'm not sure how it did that, but it did.
Because Myesha called in here talking about what she would and would not do, not realizing that what she wouldn't do, she still done gone the extra goddamn mile. I want to take my hat off for the those right there on Periscope for Myesha. I'm taking my hat off just to say I'm tipping it to you, because you deserve respect.
Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate?
Do they?
Like, do you ask your mate to go get you something to drink, but when they ask you, you look at them like they're crazy?
Like they're crazy.
Do you ask your mate to do shit for you, but when they ask you to do the same exact thing, you can't seem to find your way to do it?
Can't.
That's what we're talking about. And if you are that person, what are you willing to do not to be that person?
Not to. At Flavio Capri said, hell yeah. They're that type of person, I'm assuming. Well, how's that working out for you?
normally it works out very lonely. Because when you're with somebody that's really about their salt, it's like, hey, how are we going to do this? Like, how are we going to do this? Is it that I keep doing for you, but when it's time for you to do for me, that it's always a problem? Because a real person, man or woman, is going to say, check this out. This is not going to work out. Because it's starting to feel like it's only about you. You know, I hear people sometimes in conversations when they talk about their relationships, and you hear them say, and what they got to understand what I feel and what I'm going through and what I'm dealing with and how I, and it's like, well, this is all about you. It's not about y'all. And no, you're not reciprocating, because if you just want them to understand you and you have no intentions on understanding them, what are you giving to that relationship?
That's that dude said his second wife asked for a divorce.
No.
Yeah, because I guess she wasn't willing to try new things or learn new things, or maybe he wasn't willing to try new things and learn new things. So it speaks to how severe, you know, things yes. can get where, you know, we live in a society where there are individuals that try to minimalize the value of sexual intercourse and try to demonize that aspect, not realizing that's a very important part of life, or can be, because if you dealing with the struggles of the job, got to make a living, got to pay bills, it's nice to be able to get an orgasm. I mean, it's real easy and it's cost effective. It's, you know, it's the reason why some people live, I guess.
Come on.
But it's like a cold beer at the end of the day.
Mm.
However, if you have a mate and you're not by yourself, it's one of those things to consider. How do you feel when they're not treating you right?
Mm.
So it would at some point beg the question, are you doing everything to treat them right? Because they're those individuals that have been together 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and it's because they treat one another right.
We got a call, baby. Let's go to the lines. Hey, my love, you're on with Monique and Sydney. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Rick.
You sure?
I believe that marriage is about servitude. And what a lot of people don't understand, you know, men and women, it's not about you. It's about serving your mate. You're basically a servant for them. And when you take that attitude as to that I have to serve them, and they take that attitude as they're serving you, there's no disappointment. There's no expectations, so therefore there's no disappointment, because you're playing your role. You're playing your part. When you're not playing your part and you start to take the focus off of yourself and putting the focus on in them, it's like a biblical principle of saying that, you know, you have a small duck, a piece of dust in your eye, but yet you got this big old plank in your eye. You're finding everything wrong with them instead of looking at yourself. So I would suggest to men and women, you know, don't complain about your mate. When you seeing things are going wrong, or if you see things that you would like them to do, ask yourself, do I do that? Am mm-hmm. I that person? Do I do that for my mate?
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to do that, you'll start realizing, you know, what would my mate do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to be an example. Show yourself to be an example, especially the men. We need to be example for our women, because they're only a reflection of us.
My man. Appreciate the call.
Oh, Brother Rick, that's what I'm talking about.
And what it sounds like he's saying is there's a high level of accountability that if each person has in terms of their responsibility in the relationship, there's a level of disappointment that you can't have, because even if you miss something, it's understood, because you coming right back to say to yourself, how can I be there for my mate? How can I be there for my mate? And sometimes in being there for your mate, it's something as simple as for you, which you've shared and what we've experienced. Why do you go to the gym? Why do you work out? Why do you do the things that you do? Though you may seem like it may feel like you're directly benefiting from it, you're motivated by others to make you do the right thing for yourself.
We talked about it today, baby. Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate? And when you heard the last brother, Brother Rick, I really like when he said it's about servitude. And if the both have that feeling of, I want to serve you, Well, shit, how can I say, how beautiful is that when you both, when everybody involved has that mindset?
Right. And Hot Girl said, there are no bosses when it comes to marriage, when you both putting in the love and time. And not only is that true, but it's also one of those things where that individual can be the king and you can be the queen.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter what relationship you're in. Typically, there's a masculine and feminine energy that's going on, whether it's two men or two women or a man and a woman together. And within the boundaries of it, you can be the king or the queen in your own right. And as long as you allow, it's kind of like having a baseball team and you're the pitcher, but you're trying to play first base and second base and third base. And the fourth base, okay?
That's a hell of a baseball game.
So it's like learning how to play your position, but in order to play your position, the team management, which is you and your mate, have to get together and have a conversation about what position that each one of you are going to play.
Baby, I had to laugh at that one.
What did it say?
He keeps saying, where's your second husband, the barber? Well, baby, I hope he's still cutting hair. Yes, indeed, my loves. Oh, we talked about it today, baby. Are you good to your mate, and do they reciprocate? And we hope that y'all got something from it.
Hope you got something from it. We got something from it. Appreciate the candor. Folks calling in. And, you know, we love the fact that in this room, everyone is able to be themselves.
Mm. Well, my babies, we want to thank y'all for tuning in today. And, you know, like my daddy always says, the mind is like a parachute.
It is no good unless it's open.
My name is Monique.
And I'm Sydney.
And we love y'all for free. Mwah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.